Colin Jenkins had some ankle swelling. He'll probably miss some practice time this week. Desmond Bishop also had an ankle sprain. He'll probably miss some practice time. Greg Jennings had a knee contusion. He'll miss some practice time. And John Kuhn had a broken hand. And we'll see what he'll be able to do this week. So with that, I'll take your questions. I'm sorry? Not. It's a different break than Brandon's. We're going to see what he can do with the splint that they put on him. See how it works out in practice. So, but he does not need surgery at this point. I think Aaron will be ready to go. Obviously Wednesday's practice will be the final hurdle that he'll get over. But I know he's doing a lot better. We're going to work him tomorrow. He's going to go through some testing tomorrow and see how he responds and hopefully participate some practice time Wednesday. But it'll be really how he comes out of tomorrow's workout. Jones? James Jones?
No,
Brad Jones. I thought he played well. I thought he played very well for a young man playing in his first game and against the opponent, and the number of defensive calls that were called in the game, particularly the multiple pressure schemes and everything. But I thought Brad did a very nice job. Aaron Cameron's a starter. Yeah, he'll return as a starter. I'll let you know after the 49er game, but that's definitely an option. No, definitely, I think he's warranted an opportunity to play. I was very pleased with his performance, his ability to, get off blocks, make some of the plays he made. He's done a nice job, and he's really been coming on in special teams, has been productive there, and had a productive evening yesterday. So he's definitely warranted that opportunity. Played well. I thought he played well. He graded out very well, and physically he seemed to come out of the game okay. So it was good to see him. I think he's a little more comfortable on the right side than the left side, which I think everybody can understand that. So that's more of a position he feels most comfortable at. I feel like I've been answering this question for 2 years. I mean, we like to line up with five offensive linemen in the same spots and gain some continuity and some consistency. So we'll continue to work for that goal. Finley, Jermichael will practice Wednesday, so I anticipate he'll be back. He gets through the week of practice. We'll take the week to figure that out. Well, hey, the best example is your own performance and to capture what we accomplished yesterday, but and also be realistic and make the corrections as you prepare for San Francisco. I mean, that's what you have to do. So, motivation comes in different forms and fashions throughout the course of a season, and it's definitely something that victory yesterday that we can carry forward in our preparation for San Francisco, because there are obviously a lot of positives come off the field yesterday. Every game's different. Our numbers were higher yesterday than prior weeks, and really the flow of the game and how things go have a lot to do with that. Defensive signal callers and offensive signal callers call it the same way. You have an intention of how you want to play every single game, but sometimes the game takes you down a different path. And it was very effective yesterday, and I really like the way Dom just kept his foot on the gas and kept coming.
Last year,
focused on the San Francisco 49ers. That doesn't even enter our thought process. We had a very positive experience yesterday as a team. Everybody, it's well documented of what's gone on the last 2 weeks. We were able to learn from that, carry it forward to our game yesterday, and we need to take that forward to San Francisco. That's what we're looking at. That's my responsibility. I'm focused on winning and improving. You're probably tired of hearing about it, but that's the way we operate. So I'm not going to sit here and try to say it in different words and different statements. But we need to win football games, and we need to improve along the way, because you want to be playing your best football at the end of the year. I mean, the National Football League is very competitive. I understand the passion that our fans have and the importance of winning. But as far as, what people think and their opinions, I can't really concern myself with that. My concern and focus is on our football team. There's definitely, some areas for improvement. There's positives in those losses. You know, the one loss that probably stands out where you felt like you took a step back was at Tampa, because, when you have a game that you're going up and down, and you have an 11-point lead at that point in the fourth quarter, and you don't finish the game. So that's a lesson that we can learn from that experience. He needs a punt better. Jeremy needs a punt better. He knows that. He's a young man that does a very good job, throughout the week, and just needs to be more consistent on game day. I thought he played one of his best games yesterday. I mean, you're impressed with it walking off the field, and then you have a chance to watch it on film. Just a very, very impressive body of work yesterday. And, he played at an extremely high level. I thought Nick Barnett played at a very high level. Clay Matthews played at a high level. I thought Nick Collins was very productive. So, we had our hands on the ball probably four or five times. So, just as a whole, the pace and the tempo, part of it with the pressure calls and so forth. I thought our defense flew around three or four bodies around the ball time and time again. I thought it was a very impressive performance. But definitely, Charles, that's the best I think I've seen him play since he's been here. I'm sure a lot of coaches would like to take credit for Charles' instincts, but he's a very intelligent player, very instinctive player. He has the physical skill set that goes along with all that, and he's a tough physical football. Just, I think he had 9 or 10 tackles in the game, so he has the ability to come down and play tight ends, bounce back outside, and play the one or two receivers. So we're trying to utilize him as much as we can. Each week we'll answer that. I mean, I think our challenge this week is going to be, very similar to the Dallas defense. We have a lot of respect for Dallas's defense, and San Francisco's defense is definitely one of the better defenses that we will play to this point. So exactly how we go about it and the adjustments and the things that we do, I mean, it's I don't have those answers for you. I'm not that far along in that game plan. I'm sorry? Okay. Nick's veteran player for our football team is doing a very good job. I thought it was very important with the way we started the season with Nick coming off the major knee surgery. Take 40 reps, 30 to 40 reps at the first four games of the year. I think it's helped him, and I think he's really hit his stride now. He's very comfortable. He is the signal caller in there, and I think he's having one of his better years. Well, I think BJ, number one, is getting healthy. You know, he was clearly a different player the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season with the ankle sprain, and now, you know, he's getting more familiar with the defense and the, you know, the exact techniques and things he's supposed to do. We're playing so much more sub than base right now, so I think Mike Targovac has done a very good job with the rotation as a whole with all of our defensive linemen. So there's more situations and that really determine how many snaps those guys get. But we were trying to keep those guys fresh and keep those guys healthy, and I think we've got a very good rotation now with BJ snaps that have increased the way they have here the last couple of weeks. Well, to be honest with you, I mean, we anticipated having Brandon down, you know, throughout the week, and we really didn't. I want to say it didn't have enough healthy bodies to put 45. We got to a point there later in the week where, you know, you didn't know what was going to happen to Brady and so forth. And you know, our numbers, we've been carrying 8, 9 linebackers each week, and we were down to 6. So having Brandon up as a backup was really the thought process of putting him up for the game. So him and I talked about it Friday out there on the field, and then he had a doctor's appointment Friday afternoon, and they cleared him, and he felt confident that, you know, he was going to be able to play with the club. So we took him into the game as a backup. Well, I think he'll definitely be back in the flow this week. He wants to practice with that. He's never played with one, you know, with the get used to the club and everything. So I think after 3 days of practice, he'll feel a lot better than he was this week. Yeah, Nick Barnett, he blitzed in our prior scheme, and, you know, a lot of the similar cross, you know, dogs, is whatever how you want to describe the inside pressures, the inside fire zones. Yeah, I always felt Nick was a good pressure player. You know, he's very explosive, has the ability to get off blocks, and plays with a lot of energy. Oh, sorry? Why did I pass with 3:47? Just trying to get a first down. I mean, we're in a 4-minute offense based on what they were playing. You know, the prior 2 snaps, that's why we took the shot there. Mm-hmm. He's played winning football the last couple of weeks. I think AJ's, like you said, very. Very sound, you know, plays a lot of toughness. You know, he's a physical player, and I think just like the rest of the defense, I think they've improved each week, and I think DJ's definitely playing better with the increase of reps that he's had. Those would be all questions that will be answered through the week's work. You know, we don't have 11 starters on offense or defense, so we try to utilize these guys the best we can, and it's tough. You know, that you got to make certain decisions based on packages and so forth. Well, you know, I haven't told the team yet, but I'm sure it'll stay in the room. But Charles Woodson on defense, Nick Barnett on defense, Josh Sitton on offense, Spencer Havner on special teams, and also Bishop on special teams, Desmond Bishop. I mean, officiating is you know, something I'm not really going to talk about. We need to do a better job. I mean, the penalties are obviously very high. You know, we'll look at all of them today and make the corrections. Yes. Which one are we talking about? Okay. Well, the one with Nelson, I mean, the first one was with Tremont. So, you know, that was both upstairs and the ability to watch it on the field. You know, the second one with Jordy, to be honest with you, was a time clock issue. I mean, when you know, Jordy went in there into the goal line. It was close. You know, they started the 40-second clock. You know, there was a lot of jumping around, and I didn't feel that I would be able to get the play call because, you know, the ball has to get spotted. Was it, you know, was it on a one? I mean, there is a difference sometimes in your call between the one-yard line and the six-inch-yard line. I mean, and that's the facts. So with all that going on, once we got below 20 seconds, I was looking at the board, listening to what they had upstairs to see if he was in. And then once it got below 10, I was going to have to take the timeout anyways. And that's why I threw the challenge. But, you know, sometimes you should – emotion gets involved in your decisions as far as the people telling you. You know, because all the players were all jumping around that he was in. So, but, that, you know, in hindsight, from a challenge standpoint, you probably don't want to do that because, you know, we're first and inches at the goal line, and obviously things worked out. But I did it more because of time. I had to play like that. I think it was about 2 or 3 years back that we ended up doing that or taking the timeout instead of taking the challenge. So. Hindsight's 20/20. I just told you why I did. I was going to take a timeout anyway, so I took a shot with the challenge. Because the angle I saw, I'll be honest with you, the angle I saw on the field, I thought Jordy crossed. I thought he crossed the goal line. Yeah. I'm just telling you why. I made a mistake. On the third one. No, I mean, that's all I got to say about it. Yeah, I know what the rules are. Hey, that's the way the game's played. I mean, it's, you know, we're in charge of coaching, the players play, and the officials officiate.